allied states came and infiltrated into Syria, whether to fight with Daesh, the Al-Nusra Front, or any other. If you look at also what the Syrian, how the Syrian government regards and considers those terrorist groups, the Syrian government actually does not separate between those terrorist groups. The Syrian army says, and the government says, anyone holding a weapon against the Syrian government is a terrorist, because at the end of the day, if a group wants to be an opposition group, they should do that peacefully without holding a gun in front of the Syrian state and without causing suffering to the people. There are political parties that they can establish and be opposition and carry out this political life according to the laws. Also, if you take into consideration how the Al-Nusra Front also was taking part in this war in Syria, the Al-Nusra Front is not so much different from the Daesh terrorist groups. The Syrian army also and the government says that it's not about the name or the umbrella that those terrorists are under, because when any group is defeated, they directly pledge allegiance to another group. So they're all the same for the Syrian government and for the Syrian army. And defeating them has been a priority for reaching a political solution. The Syrian army and the Syrian government has had two main points for on its track for ending the war in Syria. First, the priority for the Syrian government was to defeat terrorism since day one, and second, carry out a political solution in order to end the war. And this is what we're seeing on the ground implemented. We are in the perhaps final stages of ending terrorism in the country. Now we have the Astana conferences that happened there, which led to creating de-escalation zones across the country, four of them. This is a very important progress. The progress of Astana has been even more important and successful than the Geneva one, and because, of course, it carried out such a de-escalation zone, such a successful one, in which yes, violence decreased following such a deal. And then right. Following that, we are also now expecting to see more meetings on the political arena. And this is only, of course, possible because after the terrorism of Daesh was ended in Syria, and perhaps more and more okay. Like the Al-Nusra Front.
All right, Muhammad Ali. And actually, I'd like to take this time, of course, and thank you and all the journalists that have been on the ground there throughout this war in very, very difficult situations. Of course, we also take the time to remember our colleague Maya Nasser, who was killed in Syria back in 2012. Again, we're going to be continuing with our coverage of the defeat of Daesh terrorists in Syria and Iraq. I'll be back with you after about a little 5-minute break. Stay tuned, please.